You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Today, salt is used cheaply as a preservative and to bring out the flavouring in food. Without salt, things would taste extremely bland and insipid. And in olden times, along with smoking and before refrigeration, salting was a necessary way to preserve fish and meats of all types.
It's interesting to note that the tissue salts form the basis of the human cell structure. They contain essential minerals that nourish the body at the most basic level. And if the cell becomes deficient in one of these vital tissue salts, then disease symptoms will likely appear.
It's now known that sea salt is rich in trace minerals and helps to replace lost energy. How often have we heard about men, mostly runners, who have pushed themselves in strenuous exercise only to collapse because their bodies have been severely depleted of tissue salts?
And how often I've had annoying skin ailments which have been healed by exposure to seawater when I've gone swimming. I didn't need a prescription and it didn't cost me a thing.
That's right. And I can say that many times in the past when I've had a sore throat, simply gargling with tepid salt water every couple of hours has cured the problem.
There are many folk who also attest to the fact of health-promoting mineral waters. They say that the salts permeate the skin and revitalise their bodies. So once again, it appears that the old European custom of taking the waters is coming back to popularity.
Along with many other tourists, some years ago we bathed in the heavily laden mineral waters of the Dead Sea in Israel. The salt there is so dense that you literally cannot sink. We were also warned to beware of splashing our eyes as it could cause damage.
The whole area contains salts and is rich in minerals. Thousands of years before, that was the region where Sodom and Gomorrah, the wicked twin cities, were destroyed by God for their deviant and perverted ways. By the roadside, there was a large formation popularly known as Lot's Wife. Bible history informs us that this woman was so ensnared by her lifestyle there that she looked back in disobedience to God's commands and was immediately turned into a pillar of salt.
Salt was used extensively in Bible times. Apart from its uses as an antiseptic and in the everyday diet, salt symbolised hospitality and was used as an indissoluble alliance between friends. It was also used in business transactions as a way of depicting the deal was free from any breach of trust.
God also required that in many of the sacrifices offered to him on the altar, they were to be seasoned with salt, which of course added flavour and a delicious aroma. The reason behind the addition of salt to a sacrifice was that it symbolised a covenant. A covenant is a transaction between God and man. And by using salt with its power to keep food from corruption, it showed that the person who was offering the sacrifice declared all impurity and hypocrisy were absent in his dealings with God.
Today there's a Christian organisation which has the unusual and intriguing name of Salt Shakers. We have a salt shaker on our table so that we can flavour our food. So why would folk refer to themselves as salt shakers?
That has come from a reference made by the Lord Jesus himself. He referred to salt when he was teaching his disciples how they were to serve as agents of his kingdom. He said, "You are the salt of the earth." You see, he was a master at using ordinary things to illustrate spiritual truths. And if we think of salt as a preservative, we can assume that Jesus wants his followers to help prevent moral decay in the society in which they live.
And if we also think of salt's ability to enhance flavour, we can be sure he wants to help people discover the joy of real living as they know, love and serve him. Think about this. A salty Christian makes others thirsty for Jesus, the true water of life.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170.